As I've been signing people's books, I've been aware that many of you have read Goddesses in Every Woman, and it therefore is my pleasure to sort of talk about old friends with you and introduce new goddesses to those who have not become acquainted. And one of the fascinating things about goddesses is that because they are truly archetypes or patterns in the human psyche, there is a recognition factor that comes in when you start being introduced to the goddesses. You get a sense of, I know her in myself, or I know her in my mother, or I know her in my wife, or I know her in my best friend. The various goddesses become clothed in human form. And I find it fascinating that the more I personally say delve into the goddesses, even after having written the book, I keep coming back and looking at it at a slightly different angle. And I hear from women how they experience the various goddesses in them. So that what I am talking about is something of the pattern. The individual variations are very, very rich. And there is a way in which you understand how you manifest that particular goddess in your own particular way that's fun to know about. There is, I think, something of primary importance in learning about the goddesses, not only to know more about yourself or about significant women in your lives, but to know that it is that archetypal depth level that gives what you do meaning. So that if you live out a role because other people want you to, or because now is a time when the culture says this particular goddess value is valued, and that archetypal pattern is not deeply embedded and alive in your own psyche, then you go through the motions of living a role without the depth of meaning that having that archetype as a strong part of yourself provides. So that my feelings are that in learning more about what goddesses are active and what goddesses in a particular woman give life meaning, give life problems, give life direction, you learn how to delve into and have something to say about sort of a natural instinctual force that's otherwise acting in you. My background and interest in this whole area is what I call a mixture of feminist and Jungian, in that I'm one of the non-introverted Jungians in this world, I suppose. And so I've always had a kind of activist side as well as a Jungian analyst side. And that combination serves to make me aware of what is happening outside as well as inside. And the whole way in which I have ended up developing an archetypal psychology of women, which differs from the standard Jungian description of women, comes from the teaching and experience that I've had. Because I was born at a particular time, entered my training at a particular time, and was influenced by the time, so to speak. My residency at Langley Porter at University of California at San Francisco began in 1963 and spanned from 63 to 66. In 1963, there were two major events that happened in this culture. One, Betty Friedan's book, The Feminine Mystique, was published, and it activated feelings in a great number of women who had been dissatisfied living out the great American feminine mystique dream. And it's like she touched a chord and expressed it, and she called it the problem with no name. She looked at a generation of women, of which she was a part, that had bought the whole idea that fulfillment through being someone's wife and mother would really make life fulfilling. And for her, as well as a number of other women in this culture, that was not so. At that time in my life, we call these women, in a depreciatory way, women who were suffering from the suburban housewife syndrome. That there they were out in suburbia, they had the split-level house, they had the husband, they had the kids, they had everything that they needed to be happy, and they weren't. And so I remember when I was considering where I would practice, and one of my possibilities was where I lived, which is in Marin County, which is quite suburban in its way, in laid-back Northern California way it's suburban, and or practicing in the city of San Francisco. And I remember people saying, you don't want to go out and practice in Marin. All you'll see are these complaining rich suburban wives who have nothing better to do than come and complain. Well, what Betty Friedan described was far more than that. It was a culture that said every woman could be fulfilled by a particular pattern of living for others or living through one significant relationship. And it was, in fact, a marvelous time for women for whom that is true, that the feminine mystique was a bad thing for women that did not have strong archetypes that had to do with the wife or marriage, which means that they did not have much Hera in them, or they did not have much basic instinctual mothering archetypally, which is the archetype of Demeter. For those women who had more of the independent, autonomous sides of themselves, who were more involved with a passion for exploration, for education, for self-actualization in the world, well, these women, who were at a cultural time when that was not what women were supposed to do, suffered because they tried on the role of wife and mother, and those were not strong archetypes in them. But it was a wonderful time if those archetypes were true.